This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio.
During the long recession, a lot of golf courses in America shut down. And once a golf course closes, you can't just give it a mow and open it back up now that the economy's recovering. Which brings us to all the acreage that used to be golf courses. Some are getting greener or letting nature take over. From Station WYSO in Yellow Springs, Ohio, Lewis Wallace has the story.
I'm literally stuck in a rut, perched in an all-terrain vehicle with Michael Enright, the conservation manager with Five Rivers Metro Parks.
We're not stuck yet.
We get out okay and come up over a hill to a dry, overgrown field of thistles and goldenrod. Not too long ago, this was a trim, manicured golf course called Larch Tree.
I've been to Africa several times, and it reminds me of the savannah there when I look out across it.
The private course outside Dayton went out of business after the recession, and the Parks District bought it to turn the land back into a mix of wetlands and grasses. Enright says it helps that property values around here are low and not much is getting built. They weren't competing with developers for the land.
The economic downturn certainly has aided open space preservation.
And, of course, golf courses have been closing down by the dozens. Old greens have gone wild in Michigan, Tennessee, even California in the last few years. Florida attorney Dawn Myers says in her neck of the woods, developers often grab up property quickly. But she says the neighbors usually don't want a bunch of buildings going in.
They like the view, they like the open space, and they don't want to see it developed into anything else.
So she says parks or wildlife areas could be a good option because
no matter what happens on this property, it's not going to be a golf course anymore.
For the Dayton folks, the deal is working out pretty well. Once the restoration is done, Metro Parks will pay it off by selling wetland mitigation credits to developers who've destroyed wetlands elsewhere. It's called mitigation banking. And as we're leaving Larch Tree, a neighbor, Elmer Williams, pulls up in a van.
Are you allowed to fish in here?
Yes.
He's been fishing the pond since the golf course closed. He's happy it's going to be a park.
I think it's great. You know, somebody needs to take it over and make it back to something good. Add more fish.
The marshy ponds and crumbling trails are already open to the public. In Trotwood, Ohio, I'm Lewis Wallace for Marketplace.